Today's Amud is Megillah Tezvav Amin Aleph. We're holding on Tezvav Amin Aleph, five lines down from the wide lines, by the words Amar of Nachman. So says the Gemara that Amar of Nachman, we mentioned before Malachi, we mentioned the different Neviim. So says the Gemara that Malachi is at Mordechai. When the Navi refers to Malachi, it's really a reference to Mordechai. V'lama nikra shemay Malachi. So why is Mordechai referred to as Malachi? Shehaya mishneh l'melech. Miloshin Melech, he was the Mishnah Melech, he was the second to the king, so that's why he got the name Malachi. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, the Pasuk says that Baruch ben, the Brisa says that Baruch ben Neryo, Saraya ben Maaseyo, v'Daniel u'Mordechai, Bilshan v'Chagai Zecharya u'Malachi, Kula Nisnavu b'Shnashtayim u'Dar Yavish. The Brisa discusses all these different Neviim who had Nevuah during the second year of Dar Yavish's reign, and it lists Mordechai and Malachi as two different people. So Tiyufta, so that refutes of Nachman's Shita that Malachi is Mordechai. You see, Lehedya, from this Brisa, that Malachi is certainly not Mordechai. Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Amr Abi Yeshua ben Karcha, Malachi is Ezra. You're right, the Malachi is someone else, but it's not Mordechai, like we saw from the previous Braisa. Rather, Malachi is Ezra. The Chachamim say that Malachi Shemai, that no, Malachi is his actual name. Now, Amr of Nachman, that Mistavra, Kiman de Amar, Malachi ze Ezra. I guess Rav Nachman had a Chazaro, or some switched to Girsa, but the way we have the Girsa, so Rav Nachman says, or some say it's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, a different Rav Nachman as the previous one, he says it's more Mistaber that, like the Man de Amar who says that Malachi is a reference to Ezra. Why is it Mistaber that Malachi is Ezra? Because Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Benevias Malachi, it says regarding Malachi, it says that Bagda Yehuda, it says that Yehuda rebelled. V'tayeva nesta b'Yisrael b'Yushalayim. They did the horrible things. Kichilo Yehuda kodesh Hashem mishirohiv ubaal bas el nechar. That the Jewish men were assimilating with the non-Jewish women. So that's a nevuah that Malachi had, and we know that Uman Afresh Nashim Nachriyos, who is the Navi that made it, that part of his mission was to separate the Gaisha women from the men, it was Ezra. Dechsev, like the Pasuk says, when they were doing tshuva, it says, V'yan Shchanya ben Yechiyam, Yibnei Eilam, V'yoymer le'Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu belokeinu, V'noyshev Nashim Nachriyos, that we rebelled, and you know, they were doing tshuva. So you see that they were talking to Ezra. Ezra was the one who made this into a big deal. We find by Malachi that there's this emphasis on this idea. So it's mashmo that it's mistaber that Malachi is Ezra. Now it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan that Arba Nashim Yafyefais Hayu Ba'ila. There were four very, very outstandingly beautiful women in the world. Sarah Vavigayo, Rachav, the Esther. Uman Damer Esther Yakrekes Haisa. Now we mentioned earlier on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that there was a man Damer who said that Esther had a green light complexion. She wasn't very attractive. So Mapik Esther Uma'ayo Vashti. So then Enochanami take Esther out of the list, and the fourth one is Vashti. Now says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon that Rachav Bishma Zinta, that when a person would even just say the name Rachav, so that makes him have a taiva for znus. Yael Bekaila, when it comes to Yael, so hearing her voice is Ma'ayur a taiva. Avigail Bezichirasa, when a person remembers, when he would think about Avigail, that was Ma'ayur a taiva. And Michal Bashal Biriyasa, when a person would see Michal, that was Ma'ayur a taiva. Now I'm Rabbi Yitzchak says, and this is really going to be an extension of the Braisa, that says Rabbi Yitzchak, Kola Aimer Rachav Miyan Nikre. That not only does it Ma'ir Taiva, but if you say her name, if you say Rachav, so immediately a person who says such a thing, he'll become a Balkari. So Amar Le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Ana Amena Rachav, V'layich Pasli. I said it just now, Rachav, I didn't become a Balkari. How could you say that someone who says Rachav becomes a Balkari? I just said it, and nothing happened. So Amar So Rav Yitzchak responded that ki kameina biyoidov makira. When I said that someone who says rachav, so they'll become a balkari, it's only if it's yoido makira. Rashi and Tainus is mashma that it's really just the same thing. It means somebody who knew rachav. Taisus and Tainus, when the Gemara brings this, so Taisus says yoida means someone who was yoideah her, like in the Torah, lashon yevidia is a lashon of bia, someone who was together with her. V'makira, and he knows her, he thinks about her, so that will make him become a balkari. Chazal carry it. Now the question is if this whole Memra was Shaykh only by a person who was Yaiduv Makira, even if we go with Rashi's Yaiduv Makira, it has to be somebody who actually knew her, so then what on earth is Rabbi Yitzchak telling us? That if a person knows Rachav, and he says Rachav, Rachav, he'll become a Baal Keri. Okay, well all of us live many hundreds or thousands of years after Rachav, so what's the point of this Memra? So I saw the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Yishchai, he says that the purpose of Rabbi Yitzchak's Memra is that he's coming to show us the severity of how saying a woman's name can bring a person to Taiva. Even just saying her name can bring a person to becoming a Baal Keri. I was actually just on the phone with a good friend yesterday, and he told me that in his office that he works in New Jersey, So they have men, and it's a Jewish office, they have men and women that are working there, and there's a rule in the office, you're not allowed to call a woman by her first name. Every woman is addressed as Mrs. Because like we see from this Gemara, it could be Ma'ir or something, saying a woman's name. You told me as well that they don't give bonuses in his office. You know, you're paid to work hard, but if you finish the, you know, Hilchos Lashon Hara of the Chavetz Chaim, so then they give a bonus. And that's the way to run an office. But Al Kavanim, so says the Gemara, that now we're going to go back to the Psukim of the Megillah. So says the Gemara that the pasuk says Mordechai yada es kol asher nasa. So we skipped a few psukim. We mentioned, the last thing we mentioned was that Haman got his permission to make a gzeira and kill all the Jews, and he writes down the gzeira and he hands it to the runners to go bring the gzeira all around the world and to inform everybody that in 11 months time in Adar, Yud Gimel Adar, so go ahead and go kill your Jewish neighbors. Now the ironic part of this whole Gzeira is that in 4 days from now, from when Haman sends out the Gzeira, in 4 days Haman himself is dead hanging on a pole. Like, we'll see, only 4 days are going to pass from now until the time that Haman is killed. So it comes out, by the time most people even saw the Gzeira, the whole thing was a fake. Haman was dead. By the time they got the Gzeira, by the time they even read it, there was no Haman. So that's like what the Gemara means when it said before that the whole Gzeira was Lefnim. It was a Gzeira that was fake. By the time they got the Gzeira, the whole thing was meaningless. Haman was dead. We'll see later exactly what, there was still some meaning to the Gzeira. But anyway, so Haman sends out this message, and Shushan hears about it right away because they were right there. And the pasuk says, "Mordechai yada es kol asher nasa," and that Mordechai knew what was going on. He knew something seemingly that the rest of the people didn't know. Rashi says it's referring to the fact that he was informed that this Gzeira was really min hashemayim, that this wasn't just coming from Haman. This is coming from Hashem. And Klal Yisrael needs to do tshuva. And so Mordechai was now in charge, was starting a big tshuva movement. But the pasuk then continues, and it says that Mordechai rips his clothing, v'yilbash sak ve'efer, he puts on sackcloth and ashes, v'yetze b'soy chayir, v'yizak za'aka g'day l'umara, and he lets out a big scream. So ask the Gemara about this big scream that Mordechai let out, my Omar, that what exactly did he say when he screamed? So says the Gemara to Machlekes. Rav Omar, Rav says that Mordechai said, Gava Haman me'achashverish. That Haman's even worse than Achashverish. Haman's making a decree to really annihilate all the Jews. He's even worse than Achashverish. Ushmul Omar, Gavar Malka Yilah mi'malko tato. Now what Mordechai was saying is that the Malchus upstairs is greater than the Malchus downstairs, which is really a euphemism. He was Keilu complaining that it seems like, the way it's perceived, is that the Malchus down here, Achashverosh's Malchus, is overriding Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And he was saying it in a euphemism that, the Malchus upstairs is greater than the Malchus down here. The Pasuk then says, V'tischalil HaMalka. So here again, we're skipping a few psukim. But it says, like we read, that Mordechai put on sackcloth, and then in Perek Dalet and Pasuk Dalet, so the Pasuk says, "V'tavayna nairis Esther v'sarisaha v'yagidula." They tell Esther about Mordechai's situation. You know that he's wearing the sackcloth, and on that the Pasuk says, "V'tischalil hamalka moed," that Esther was very scared. "V'tishlach begadim lahalbish as Mordechai ulahaser sakem yalev loykibel," and so she sends clothing for Mordechai to go put on some normal clothing, and Mordechai doesn't accept them. Esther doesn't seem to know what's going on. She's scared. She finds out Mordechai's wearing sackcloth. What's going on? So says the Gemara, Vatischalchel Malka, my Vatischalchel, what's this lashon of Vatischalchel? Amar Rav, Shapir Sanida, that she became an Ida. We see from here, the fear of the unknown can cause a lady to become an Ida. Some of the Rishayim say that this is the reason why a Kala has a din, Bayo Bilas Mitzvah, Pairish, even if she doesn't see any Dam. Adam, because the fear itself of the unknown, that itself could cause a nidah, so we're choshish for that. Rav Yerbi Amar, so hutzrichu linikveha. Now, but this chalul is a lashon of chilul, is a lashon of going to the bathroom, that she was so scared she needed to go to the bathroom. But tikra Esther lahasach. So now Esther calls to Hasach. Amar Rav, who's this Hasach? Hasach zeh Daniel. You see from the Hemshech of the Psukim, it was obviously somebody that Esther trusted, somebody that knew her situation. It was someone Jewish. Says the Gemara, it was Daniel. V'lama nikra shemai Hasach. So where did he get this name Hasach from? Says the Gemara, two malchim. Number one, shechatchuhu migdulasai. Then Achashverosh actually demoted him. Achashverosh took away Daniel's royalty. U'shmuel amar, Shmuel says it was the opposite. Shekol divrei malchus nechtachin alpiv. That everything that happened in the malchus, he was the Achashverosh's chief advisor, and everything he did was alpi Daniel. The pasuk continues, Ladas mazeh ve'al mazeh. That, so in Pshat, it means that she wanted to know. She was asking Mordechai, what's bothering you? What are you in Sarah about? Says the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, that Shalchaloi, she was sending to him, that maybe Shema Avru Yisrael al-Chamisha Chom Shei Torah, that maybe the reason why you're a bit sar is because Klal Yisrael is not keeping the Torah. Tichsiv Bahen, that it says about the Torah, Mizeu Mizeim Ksuvim. So she was being meramis, that maybe that's the reason for the Tsar, maybe that's why things aren't working out. Yagidu l'Mordechai is divrei Esther. So now here again we skipped a few important psukim. So Esther sends to Mordechai, what's going on? What's the deal? Why? What's the situation? What's going on? Don't you know I'm the queen? I could do anything. I could help. So in Pasuk Zion, the Pasuk says that Mordechai responds to Esther. And Mordechai says to her, Yagidu l'Mordechai is kol asher karo. He informs her about everything that's going on. He tells her about Haman's gzera. Esther apparently didn't know anything. He tells Esther about the gzera. And the Pasuk says, he tells Esther that Parshas HaKesef, he tells her about the Parshas HaKesef, you think you're the queen, Haman, Achashverosh hates the Jews, Haman offered to give money to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh said, no, keep the change, let's go do this, so he told her about the Parshas HaKesef, Asher Amar Haman Lishko, that Haman was Amar, he said to take, he told Achashverosh, he merely suggested it, it wasn't a Dibor, it was an Amira, it was like a suggestion, all he had to do was mention the idea, and Achashverosh ran with it and told him to go ahead, and so Mordechai is telling Esther, you're not able to help us. And he tells her that Haman and Achashverosh, they wanted to kill all the Jews, and Mordechai tells Esther, you can't help us. Look at the situation. Achashverosh told Haman, keep the money. All Haman had to do was suggest it, and Achashverosh ran with it. And then in Pasuk Ches, Mordechai says, okay, now you understand, you can't help. Now you get it, the fact that Achashverosh really doesn't like us, so now, says Mordechai to Esther, now please go to Achashverosh. Please help us. Ulahagid lo litzavis aleha lovi el melech lischani lo ilvakesh melufan of alamo, to go in and defend your people. Now that sounds like a really bad pep rally speech. Usually if you want to convince someone to do something, so you say, oh, we need you, and then it's going to work, you're going to be great, go in. Here Mordechai says, no, you actually probably won't be able to help us because they hate us, and now go help. So what's the pshat? So Mordechai was saying, that this whole decree came about because we weren't listening to Hashem, we weren't listening to our tzaddikim, and so now we have to do tshuva. The tshuva is going to have to be that we have to rely on Hashem. We have to just put our bitachon in Hashem, not in the king, not in Achashverosh. We don't have to look good to Achashverosh and to try to, keep our positions in galus. We have to just trust Hashem. And therefore Mordechai tells Esther, you can't do it. Stop trusting Achashverosh. Stop trusting your position. You want to go in? Realize that you can't do it. Only Hashem could help us. Now go in. Now that you realize it's only Hashem that could go ahead and help us, now you're ready to go into Achashverosh's palace. And then Pasuk Yud Aleph says that Esther responds, Kol avdei ha-melech va'am medina is ha-melech yoidim. That everybody knows, don't you know? Everybody who goes into the king, so if she goes in uninvited, so he or she is going to get killed. Levad me'asher yoyishud lei ha-melech ha-shar bid azav v'chaya. Except for the person who he holds out the scepter, you want me to go in? It's like a suicide mission. And besides Esther says, it's been a while since the last time Achashverosh invited me in. It's been 30 days. I'm sure any day now he's going to call me in. We have 11 months until Yud Gimel Adar. Why do we have to rush things? So that's now where the Gemara picks up. So the Pasuk says, V'yagidu l'mardechai is divrei Esther. Because again, Hasach is the messenger going back and forth this whole time between Mordechai and Esther. And so the pasuk says, "Viagidu l'Mordechai es divrei Esther." It says, "Viagidu," that this response of Esther, they told it to Mordechai. It's mashma, it's not asach. If it was asach, it would say it b'lashon yachid. It says, "Viagidu." So says the Gemara, "Viilu ihu le'azal legabe." It's mashma that asach is not the one who went to Mordechai to relay Esther's message that she doesn't want to go in. Mikan she'ain meshivin ala kalkala. So from here you see that when something's not good, you're not supposed to inform others. And so being that Esther was saying that she didn't want to go in, so Hasach didn't want to be the one to inform this to Mordechai. Pasuk Yud Gimel then, well again, we'll continue to read a few psukim outside. Pasuk Yud Gimel, things get turned up a notch. And the pasuk says, Vayomer Mordechai lohashiv el Esther. Mordechai says, you know, go respond to Esther. Al tedami benafsheich lihimalei beis hamelech mikol ha-Yehudim. Don't think you're safe. Don't think, oh yeah, the king loves you, so everything's going to be good. You know, his last wife was much more meaningful to him. Vashti, you know, he really needed her. And yet you saw what happened with her. He killed her. So there's no use in waiting it out, thinking that you're going to get things done. And then Mordechai tells Esther a very powerful lesson. Says Pasuk Yedalad, Ki im hachrish tachrishi be'ez hazois. If you decide you're going to be silent now and you're not going to go in, you should know, revach v'atzol yamei le'yehudim mimakom acher. Klal Yisrael is still going to live on. Netzach Yisrael lo yishakir. We don't need you. There's a terrible gzeira and something needs to happen. Hashem's going to make it work. But if you don't do it, Hashem has many ways He can get the job done and He's going to save us. But you know what, Esther? You're the one who's going to lose out because of the missed opportunity. And says Mordechai, who knows? Maybe this is why Hashem made you the queen. We always wondered why. Why did Hashem do this? Why did Hashem make you the queen? You're the one out of all the women that Achashverosh chose. Maybe this is the answer. Maybe you were placed in this position to be the one to save Klal Yisrael. So if you don't do it, Hashem's going to find a different shliach, and you're going to be the only one who will lose out because you would have failed your mission. This might be the only reason why you're here. There's actually an incredible story related to this that I once saw in the biography of Rav Moshe Feinstein that Artsko put out. It was a story that took place in 1965. And basically, to make a long story short, so there was someone, Rav Amos Bonim, who was the Teiru Mesera's associate chairman of the board at the time, and he was on a mission at the time to get a lot of needed funding for yeshivas from a bill that the then sitting president, President Lyndon Johnson, was seeking to pass. However, this Rav Bonim learned that to really get, you know, the funding that they needed, so he needed to have some sort of accreditation. So Ashkacha had it that the key man that he needed to speak to get this accreditation was actually a Jew. He was a secular Jew by the name of Dr. Samuel Halperin. Dr. Samuel Halperin was the one who was appointed by the president to represent the White House before Congress to gain passage of this bill. And Rav Bonim arranged a meeting at Dr. Halperin's house to go and discuss the situation. So they met, and Dr. Halperin was very sympathetic, but Lamaisa, he said that he wasn't going to be able to help. He said he was the busiest man in Washington at the time. He was working day and night, you know, to help the president, and that he was not going to be able to help. So as the meeting was coming to an end, Rav Bonim turned to Dr. Halperin and he said, do you know the Purim story? So Dr. Halperin said, no. He said he was unfamiliar with the Purim story. So Rav Bonim went on to remind him. He said the Jews were threatened, they had a gzeira against them. And Mordechai told Esther, he explained to him the story, and he said that Mordechai said to Esther that it's possible that the only reason why Hashem made you the queen was that you could help Klal Yisrael at this time. And Mordechai warned her, if you persist and you decide you're not going to go in, Klal Yisrael will be saved. Hashem will find a way to do it. You're going to be the one who loses out, because maybe this is the only reason why you became queen and you will have failed your mission. Esther eventually accepted the challenge, and Klal Yisrael was saved. Said Rav Bonim to Dr. Halperin, and I quote, he said as follows, he said, Dr. Halperin, in all your years of government, in all of your years in the government, this is probably the first time that you've been given an opportunity to do something for the eternity of the Jewish people. This may be the very reason that you are placed where you are. God will find another way if you refuse to help, but the loss, Dr. Halperin, will be yours. And with that, Rav Bonim stood up to leave. He had another scheduled meeting, and he left behind a clearly inspired Dr. Halperin. The very next day, Dr. Halperin gave Rav Bonim a phone call. He said, I haven't been able to stop thinking about what you told me. He said, I'm going to do whatever it is. Whatever I could do to help the yeshivas, I'm going to do. The rest is history. Many millions of dollars have been given to yeshivas as a result of that aid. There's an interesting postscript to the story. From then on, before every Yom Tov, Rav Banim would send Dr. Halperin different Yom Tov gifts, like matzah for Pesach, Mishloach Manos before Purim, and Dr. Halperin would always respond with a thank you letter that was signed Mordechai. And 2 years later, Dr. Halperin called Rabbanim, and he said, you know, after all this, I did something for the Jewish people. I felt so inspired, and I felt so ashamed that my children aren't going to be connected to this Nitzchias. So he decided to take his daughter out of public school and to enroll her into a Jewish day school. Interesting story. Anyways, back to Esther. So the pasuk says that Esther hears this message from Mordechai, and like Dr. Halperin, she's sold. You know, she just has one request. Pasuk Tezayin says that Esther says, "Leich kenaisas kol haYehudim animsam b'shushan utzumu alai al teichlu v'atishdu shayshi yamim laila v'yoyim." She says, "I want everyone to fast for 3 days." And then Esther says, "Gam ani v'nareisai otzum kain." Me also, I myself and my helpers, we're also going to fast. And now, really, that's not exactly a wise idea. She's going to be on a 3-day fast, and then she's going to go into Achashverosh. When she goes in, she's going to look all weak and thin. I guess nowadays that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it used to be that thin was a sign of weakness. And she says, "Uvechein avay al hamelech asher leich hadas ukasher avadeti avadeti." And so on this line says the Gemara that Esther says, "Leich knais es kol Yehudim back inside." She says, "Ad asher leich hadas," until the Gemara says, until the pasuk of asher leich hadas, that Amar Rab Abba shalay kadas haya, that which Esther says that she's going to go in shalay kadas, not like the law. It was not like the law in this. As follows. Until now, every time she was with Achashverosh, she was together with Achashverosh, it was because Achashverosh called her, and so it was an Aines. And now she's going to be going in willingly. And therefore, says Esther, "V'chashir avadeti avadeti." That k'shem shavadeti mi beis abo, kach oive mimcha. Says Esther to Mordechai, that just like I was lost from my father's house, now I'm going to be lost from you. You know, if Ish is together with a man, so if it's Ba'inish, she remains mutter to her husband. But now she's going to be going in Baratzan. Now she's going to be going in Baratzan, and therefore now she's going to become Aster. She's going to become Aser forever to Mordechai. And the pasuk says that after Esther says to make these fasts, Vayavur Mordechai. So Mordechai goes ahead and he makes the fast. And the pasuk says, Vayavur Mordechai. What does it mean? And Mordechai passed. So Amar Rav. Rav says, Shehever Yoimishain Shal Pesach Betainis. He was mevatel, so to speak, the first day of Pesach. They didn't have a Seder, they fasted. Haman's letters were sent out on the 13th of Nisan, right, 11 months before the 13th of Adar. The letters were sent out on the 13th of Nisan, and they fasted on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. So the second day of the fast was on the first day of Pesach. So it came out that they didn't have Pesach that year. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says a different pshat, that V'yavur means Da'avur Arkuma Damaya, that Mordechai had to pass over some sort of body of water in order to go ahead and inform everybody about the fast. Vayhi b'yom ha'shlishi, and finally it was on the third day of the fast, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, Esther wore the Malchus. We mentioned this drasha earlier, that big day Malchus mi vayilei. The pasuk should say that she wore the big day malchus. Amar Rabbi Lazar, what does it mean that she wore malchus? Amar Rabbi Chanina, melamed shelavashta ruach hakodesh, that she had ruach hakodesh, and we know that from the fact that ksev hachavetilbash uksev hasam v'ruach lavsha es hamasai. We mentioned this drasha on the previous damud. Now that we mentioned the drasha from Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, so the Gemara just goes on a short tangent with a few other drashas, that Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, la'ilam atihi berchas hedyet kala beinecha, that the bracha of a hedyet should not be light in your eyes. Sharei shnei gedolei ador berchum shnei adyoites, we find there were two gedolei ador that got brachas from two adyoites, v'niskayimu behen, and yet we see that the brachas of these two adyoites were niskayim. V'eluhein, and the two gedolei ador that we're referring to are David v'Daniel. David the Barchi Aravna. David, we know, was blessed by Aravna. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, the story goes that Aravna was the king of Mitzudas Tzion, and he had a certain Goyren in Yerushalayim, and David wanted to buy it from him. He wanted to build the Mizbeach there, ultimately make the whole base of Mikdash there. And when he told Aravna about his plans, so Aravna said to David that I'll give it to you for free, but David didn't want to do it. He wanted to pay full price for it. And so David buys this Goyren from Aravna, and and he said there was a mageifa at the time, so David wanted to build a mizbeach and bring a carbon to stop the mageifa. And Lamaisa Aravna gives David a malach bracha that through this the mageifa should actually stop. And the pasuk says v'yomer Aravna l'melech and v'chug v'goymer eventually, and in his bracha was neskayim because the mageifa taka did stop. And Daniel the barcha deyavesh, and we find also another gadol adar that was blessed by a hedya. That's referring to Daniel, who was blessed by Daryavish. This is when Daryavish was pressured to throw Daniel into the lion's den. Now really, Daryavish liked Daniel. He liked him a lot. He was pressured into throwing him together with the lions. So before he did that, he gave Daniel a bracha. The Chassidim in the Pasuk says that he gave him a bracha, Elohach diant pelachle, that to your God that you serve, bittadira, that you serve him constantly, who yeshezvinach, he should save you. And taka, Daniel was saved. It's interesting. It's an interesting raya. We're bringing a raya from the fact that they got brachas from hedyotas, that you see that the bracha of a hedyot is powerful. I don't know. Maybe it was just Tam, David HaMelech's own zuchosim. Maybe it was Daniel's own zuchosim. That's why he got saved. Who says it was because of the bracha of the hedyot? Reminds me of the story Rav Galinsky used to say over, that he once went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he said to Rav Chaim, he said that my brachas are better than yours. So Rav Chaim said, how do you know? Well, where are you getting that from? So Rav Galinsky said to him that, you know, you gave me a bracha last year that I should be zeichet to finish all of Shas, and I said v'chein lamar, and we see that my bracha was niskayim and not yours. You see, my brachas are greater than yours. So meaning it's interesting bracha over here. They both got brachas from hedyotas. Who says it was because of the bracha? Maybe it was because of their own godless tzarichim. But that's what the Gemara says. Anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter now. Va'amr b'lazer, amr b'chanina, alti killas hedyot kala be'necha. That the curse of a hedyot shouldn't be light in your eyes. Just like the bracha of a hedyot shouldn't be light, the curse of a hedyot should also not be light. Sha'arei Avimelech kila la'sara. We find that Avimelech gave a curse to Sarah. Hinei hulach ksus einayim. That it should be a covering for your eyes. V'niskayim b'zara. And we find that even though Sarah never became blind, but her child became blind. The pasuk says, "Va'yiki zaken Yitzchak, v'tichena einav." We see that Yitzchak became blind at Besayf Yamav. So you see that the curse was Niskayim. V'amar b'lazer, amar b'chanina, bo'u re'ei shaloi k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu'midas Basar V'dam. We see that the way Hashem is nayeg is not like the way people are. Midas Basar V'dam, Adam Shayfes Kedera, v'achar kach naitein l'say chamayim. Typically, if you want to fill up a kli with water, so first you have to take the kli, and then you have to put water inside of the kli of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu does something miraculous. He first takes the water, and then he puts it into the kli somehow. Like the pasuk says, right? That's what Hashem does with rain. He takes the water, evaporates, it goes into the shamayim. So he first puts the water there, and then he takes the cloud and he fills it up. He puts it into the kli. Hashem first takes the water and then puts it into the kli. Anybody who says something in the name of the person who told it to him, so he's mevi geula la'olam, so he brings geula to the world. Shenemer, like we see from that which the pasuk says, v'toimer Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai, that when Mordechai saw that what Bigson and Seresh were planning to do to assassinate Achashverosh, so Mordechai to go tell, he tells Esther to go tell Achashverosh, and when Esther does that, so she tells it to Achashverosh b'shem the one who she heard it from. She says it b'shem Mordechai. Ultimately, that caused that Mordechai's name was written in the Sefer HaZichronos, and that's what led to the geula. Because then later, when Achashverosh couldn't sleep, and he opens up the book, he sees he didn't do anything to help Mordechai, and the rest is things we'll discuss in the Hemshach. V'amar b'lazer, amar b'chanina, that tzaddik avad l'dayrei avad. That when a tzaddik passes from this world, it's the generation that has the aveda. The tzaddik doesn't have an aveda; it's the generation that really has the aveda. It's a mashal adam shavdalei margalis. It's comparable to a person who loses his diamond. Kol makim shehi margalis shema. Wherever the diamond is, it's still a margalis. The diamond is still exactly the same. It hasn't lost any of its value. When you lose a diamond, the diamond didn't lose. It's the owner that lost it. So too, when the dar has a tzaddik, so the tzaddik doesn't lose. The tzaddik is the same tzaddik wherever he is. It's the dar that loses out, and that's the mashal to the margalis.